Well, I would like to formally welcome you all to Archbishop's House for this Charles Plater Trust Awards moment. I don't know if we call it a ceremony, but it's certainly a very important moment. And I'm glad also today that there are some of the previous award winners here who contribute to just a little bit of the building up of the picture of the work of the Charles Plater Trust today. We have winners from 2009, 2010, and 2011. I think all of you will know that the grant-making process works on a three-yearly cycle, and having had one fallow year, we've now completed our cycle. So we thought we'd just, in this simple way, try and create a picture of how that works, going round grants to those who do hands-on work, grants to those who foster leadership, and grants to those who, in a more academic way, try to take forward the understanding and development of Catholic social teaching. So this is a very special moment, I think, as we try to gather that picture together. I would also like to welcome some new trustees on the board. There's Elizabeth Slim, who brings a lot of NHS experience to the board and also from the Diocese of Portsmouth. And then there's Philomena Cullen. Philomena, thank you very much, from the Lady Margaret Beaufort Institute in Cambridge. And there's Russell Sparks, thank you very much. Russell, who is a Catholic and an author of material about Catholic social teaching, is one of the, I think, the chief investment officer for the Methodist Church. So it's good to have friends in such places. There are also three new members of our committee structure here this afternoon, and I'd like to make a welcome to them. Well, I think two of them are present, because I don't think Sophie's here, is she? No. So there's John Green. John, you're very welcome. And Mr. Clive Deiter, there he is at the back. But don't think for 1 minute he's a shy and retiring character, because he's not. So thank you very much too. And I would like to express particular thanks this afternoon to Dr. Sheila O'Brien, who has just stepped down from her many years, 5-6 years on the trustees, and has actually done sterling work in the establishment of the trust, of our way of operating, and of caring for the heritage of Plater College itself, which has been a very important part of this transition from an educational institution with its property to a grant-making trust with all its initiatives. I do think that moments like this are very important in the life of the church. They are good news moments. There are moments, I think, when we see a lot of the vitality of the church. And you will all understand when I say that just at this moment we could do with some good news. It's been a very unusual time in the life of the church with the stepping down of Pope Benedict. And I spent those 3 days last week in Rome just because it was such a historic moment. And I happened by chance to be at his very first public audience as Pope, and I wanted to be at his last. And that has certainly created a moment in the church's history which is inevitably a bit unsettling because it's unusual. And then in this country or in Great Britain, we've had our own particular crisis over the last few weeks with Cardinal Keith O'Brien, which is really very, very sad, very tragic, and clearly, again, particularly for the Catholics in Scotland, very distressing for everybody involved. So moments of positive news, moments when the vitality of the Catholic community can be brought to the surface, are very, very important. Because I think we all know that the Catholic community has great vibrancy within it, and we get on. And we get on with resilience, but we get on with the life of the church. And I think in the awards that we're going to make this afternoon and in the awards that have been made in previous years, we see some of that vitality. We see it in its creativity. We see great creativity in people's ways of taking Catholic social teaching and trying to unfold it and present it. We see great fidelity to that teaching, a desire, as it were, to bridge the gap between what we believe is of a gift of God and the reality of a secular world. And I think we see great generosity towards other people as the Church looks at the needs around the world, around our society, and tries to respond to them in a way that is shaped by Catholic social teaching. So this is an important moment, and I rejoice in it, and I welcome you all to it.